something bad's about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. Don't you give me up, please don't give me up, don't give up on me, I belong with you, and only you, baby. When I was 10, my earliest memories, I used to pick my lip. I mentioned this before. I used to pick my lip until it bled. The skin would crisp over and I'd be able to pick it again until it bled. And that was my first hobby. The first one I can remember anyway. And looking back, it was slightly fucked up, wasn't it? If it had been anywhere else in my body, making it bleed, and I'd have been classed as a self-harmer and looked after by the authorities. But as it was, because it was my lip, everyone was like, oh, there's Nathan and his crusty, dark red lip. It was like black because, yeah, when the blood comes out, it's suddenly deoxygenated, isn't it? Welcome to the comedy. If you're not laughing, you're learning. And if you're not learning, you're listening, aren't you? If you're not listening, you're not going to hear this. So anyway, it came out, it's dark red and then black. What the fuck was I thinking? You know, I did this for a few years. Several years. All through my childhood, I had a crusty dark red lip. Why? Why did I do this? And looking back, I look at it a bit like self-harming in a way, because self-harming is often about control, isn't it? I could control this. In a world where I wasn't in control, I could control. I could control the pain, you know, and the release of the pain. Releasing a bit of dry, crispy lip so the blood would flow. It was the best feeling in the world. Fucked up, right? In a way. But in other ways, helps you. Because what it does when you're picking your lip, not trying to encourage you, it makes you focus on the present. This is what I'm doing right now. It makes you focus on the present and the immediate future. You know? This is what I need to do to stem the blood. And this is how long it will take to heal before I go again and can pick again. And what it means is, you stop thinking about the past. In those moments, you just can't. You haven't got the headspace to think about the past. So the more you do it, the more you can't think about the past until you've genuinely forgotten about the past. And that can be very, very, very helpful to most of us. Imagine forgetting about the past. You can do it today. Just stop. Self-harming your lip. So many of us, don't we, think about the past, knowing that it is shaped today. And that's a fact, but it's a fact that often holds you back. If you can truly forget about the past and get a clean slate to move forward from, it can be the most freeing feeling in the world. The blood running free. Not black, but red. Full of oxygen, full of life. Ready to start again. Ready to start life again. And that's what I did when I was 10 years old. Because I wanted to forget the past. And then I genuinely did forget the past. And now, all these years later, I'm desperately trying to remember the past. And I'm sitting here with a dry lip today, trying to bring these feelings back. Dark red. Very, very, very dark red.